Rolling.
Bing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello.
From their studio in Hollywood, California, this is the Scheid Show, featuring Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, hi.
And Brian Gerard.
Hi.
Robert's brought some water for the show.
Yes, I brought a water in my water bottle.
Did you bring some for everybody?
I brought some for Greg. Greg,
oh, thank
remember
you.
That?
Oh, yeah, you did, actually. Yeah. Earlier, I was eating sushi.
Yep. Yum, yum, water.
You know, as I get older, I like to eat different things. Oh, is that good, Robert?
It's quite tasty.
Wow. You had that thing way in your mouth.
Oh, man.
But it has, like, this little nozzle top. So do you guys...
Nozzle top?
Nozzle top. It's like Mazel Tov, but...
Happy Hanukkah.
Nozzle top.
Nozzle top.
So when they, when the whole, the plastic bottle scare came out, did you guys, like, trash your water bottles and go out and buy metallic ones or not?
I'm easily, distracted.
I know, I'd say frightened. Or terrified.
Yeah. I'm easily terrified, which is actually why I stopped listening to the news.
Yeah.
Entirely?
Yeah.
When was the last time you actually tuned into the news?
I don't know when the last time was. It was probably at least over a year ago.
Well, where do you get your information?
Secondhand? Yeah. I heard something happened recently that was terrible.
What? Water on the moon?
No. I hear about those things. Like, that's not new. That's news, but it's not like...
No, to
hey,
you, that's
another,
more than news.
That's more than news.
To you, that's
supposed a paradigm to be, shift.
Exactly.
That's a sign of the end.
Right.
However, the news that I don't need to hear is, whatever latest bad decision our government is making or some asshole with a Glock is making. I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard some asshole with a Glock made some bad decisions last weekend. That's all I need to know about it, though. Yeah. Honestly. Because the reality is, I live in fucking Los Feliz. I have a white truck, a moderate income, a girlfriend, and a family. That's all that matters to me, and that's all I have to do with. I don't need to know.
You are your own island.
I am an island entirely of myself.
And the waves of the political climate crash against your shores and do not affect.
They do not register.
They don't erode.
No, because you know what, man. It's like I used to watch a lot of football, and I would get pissed when my team would lose.
Yeah.
And I also used to watch a lot of news, or I'd listen to it in my car. Mm-hmm. And what I realized was I'd get out of my truck after listening to NPR for an hour and a half, and I would want to torch my clothes.
The thing is, Greg,
but I didn't even know it.
No, I could see that. You get very, very passionate and embroiled in some of these discussions and topics.
Totally. I'm an affectable human being. I'm highly affectable, which is what makes me a good actor. But in life, it makes me a bad human being.
So you need to live in a bubble. You have to live in a bubble.
Well, no. I can choose to. I can choose to. That's the difference. I used to think that I needed to be in the know all the time.
Sure.
I thought it was some sort of – like I thought it was a duty of mine because my parents watched the news every night. It was just like, now we got to watch the news. And I'd sit there and I'd watch people getting shot in Billerica or Revere, and I'd be like, oh, good. It's just bad news.
Right.
You know? And I finally got to the point where I made that distinction of like, oh, my God, I'm getting out of my truck and I want to tear myself apart because I feel so bad. So what I started to do was play some friggin' classical music.
Ah.
Or I just started making different choices, you know?
Sure.
Like, let me listen to some music instead of Warren Olney telling me about the latest drone attack in Pakistan that smoked six Pakistanis, which sucks, but has nothing to do with me driving down Franklin Boulevard
all right,
Los Feliz.
Okay, Greg. All right. That's
serious.
No,
man.
I know.
What are we doing? We're all driving around in our little pods. We're all in our little houses going, oh, man, that's terrible that happened.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm Warren Olney. All things are fair. Today, six Pakistanis blew up. Greg Hoyt drove down Franklin Street. Now, Greg.
Yeah.
Yes. Drive down Franklin Street. When you hit that intersection and you're at the red light, what was it going through your mind at that point?
Well, at that point, I was just really bummed out about the Pakistanis. I was distracted, and I crashed into a telephone pole. And I hit a woman with a baby.
You hit a woman with a baby. Now, what was it against this baby that you had something against?
I didn't. I was distracted by the bad news that you were reporting.
What bad news was that?
The drone attack into Pakistan.
Early this morning at 7:37 a.m., it was six Pakistanis were...
Warren, don't rehash it. You're saying the same thing in a different way. This is another thing that drives me nuts about the news. It's the same story. The story's done, and then we keep rehashing it. Let's look at it from another angle. We've got to figure this out. What can we do as a nation? What does it mean? What is the politician going to say? Is that the right thing to say? Is that the wrong thing to say? Who's right here? Who's wrong? What made this man do this? Who's flying the drone? Who were these Pakistanis? Were they the Taliban? Bum, bum, bum.
I'm Warren Allen, and Dalton is here. Please stand by 6 o'clock for another recap of today's six packs of today's being smoked down by a drum.
Okay, so what is the alternative, though? Are you saying...
Radio silence.
Just shut it off.
Classical music.
Turn it off.
Music. Look, I'm a fan of classical music as well.
Some Debussy?
That's not Debussy. That's Fleurliza. But
some Ulf?
Carl Orff.
Ding dong, ding chong.
I don't think it's ching chong.
Ching chong. Ching chong, ching chong.
If that was the sound of my classical music station, I would jump out of my truck.
You would do more than burn your clothes off. Oh, man. So, no news. You think no news is
good
better,
news.
Is good news?
Do you know Gary Gnus? No news is good news?
Yeah. What do you think I need to do, Shai? I'll hear what you're saying, and I'm going to dismiss it immediately.
I know.
Just tell you.
Because it's news.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to get out of this room and burn your clothes off.
Tell me what I should do.
No, you know what? I don't know.
But what is the accepted – what is everyone in agreement about the news? Like, what does everyone agree on about the news? That we have to listen to it, right? We have to know what's going on.
Okay. Where you get your news from, I think, is important. I think that you need to make sure that you're getting your news from a diverse, broad spectrum, right?
Sounds like a lot of work.
No, it's not too much work. Okay. I get mine from multiple websites, okay? And then I also listen to NPR.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not as broad of a spectrum as I could. I don't listen to Fox News.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I don't watch evening news because I know how produced it is. I understand that you can watch the evening news and see how many times do they pitch the weather. How many times are they just talking about coming up on the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, and we've got the weather coming up. Yeah. By the way, weather soon.
Hang on. Rick's coming up after this commercial break with the weather. What do you got there, Rick?
Well,
a lot of things.
It's going to be warm, but I'll talk about it on my five-day forecast. All that stuff. You're like, oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Weather is so important.
Yeah.
And they sprinkle in all this other death and destruction. And then they put in a panda birth at the zoo at the very end for everybody to be happy when it's done.
So that everyone doesn't hang themselves.
It's produced entertainment. Now, that having been said, I still think it's important to get your news from somewhere, to understand what's going on so you can see what's happening and learn from it, if anything. Mm. And can you have an effect? Yes. It's not that we are in our little pods and that we should just think, hey, this is my life. My life isn't affected by everything going on around me. Mm-hmm. It is. What's happening in other countries is affecting us.
How so?
It's affecting us in terms of, if we were to ever go to those countries, right?
Which I never would. I wouldn't even go to Mexico anymore, by the way.
Yeah, but you're planning on traveling, going to other countries.
Sure.
So the way that our country is, number one, is perceived is fairly important.
Yeah.
And then also what the government that we have elected, or whether or not we've elected them, we are part of, we're represented by.
Mm-hmm.
So the government that represents us, what they are doing in other countries matters.
Mm-hmm.
It matters a lot.
Right. But what do you think that I can do about what our government is doing? I can't take the control of a drone aircraft and turn it back and safely land it on a fucking tarmac and take the missiles off of it, throw the missiles into a bottomless pit at the bottom of the ocean, which is what I would do. But
So you would prefer to pollute a bottomless
ocean. Yeah.
I understand.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and not go to Iraq. I'm going to go ahead and not go to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and not go to Mexico. I'm going to go ahead and not go to Pakistan. Because they hate us. Okay. And if I got out of a plane and walked around in any of those places, someone would walk up to me and chop my head off.
They probably would. But this is the thing. I want to say that the decision of going to another country and just, you know, being a tourist, that should not be the reason for knowing about what's happening in our country or what our country is doing to other countries. I do think that having that knowledge of what's going on is important, even though I agree with you in that it's very difficult for us as individuals to do something about it.
Saying the awareness. We need – the awareness is worth what?
The awareness is worth a lot.
What? Because it makes me feel really bad, and it makes me not want to paint my beautiful art pictures, or it makes me not want to do my funny ha-ha routine.
So
if you can affect someone and affect multiple individuals in such a way as to make a change, that has a huge impact.
But see, my point is I feel better and more inclined to do that when I'm not listening to the bad news. Like, I feel more creative. I feel less depressed. I feel like a happy human being, and I bring that into my life. Like, I'm not getting out of my truck pissed off and then going and hanging out with my girlfriend after I've just listened to shitty news for the past hour, which makes my world better, which hopefully, as I'm flapping my happy butterfly wings in my world, that actually is doing something and on a vibratory level. Like, my vibe is better when I'm not listening to bad news. Get it?
Got it.
That's what I can do.
Yeah, I see how that's affecting your personal bubble. Yeah. But
no, but it's affecting my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling better about my life. I'm feeling more active, more empowered. I feel disempowered when I listen to the news because it's so overwhelming.
There's a level of ignorance is bliss to that stuff. And ultimately, I think that by ignoring the news, you're you're just not participating in that. You're also not participating in the government mind control.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Exactly. That's real.
Keeping the state of fear ongoing.
Thank you.
But the thing is, you are ultimately not – you are filtering out one aspect of the media getting to you.
Yeah.
One.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And so you are not – no matter what you do, you live in this country, you're going to be affected by the government. Whether it's billboards or magazines or newspapers or whatever, you get information from something.
Sure.
TV, radio, who knows what it is. You're going to be affected.
Definitely.
The internet.
Yes, the internet.
The internet has a lot of information on it.
Mm, some of it is not true, I hear.
Most of it is. I mean, anybody can put anything on the internet, and most of the time people are right, and they're true, and it's totally authentic and real.
Yeah. Just talking about the news bums me out.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, truth is, I think that as far as that whole idea of in agreement with, what if – which – I personally think that our good friend and cohort and colleague and soon to be employer Oprah Winfrey is starting to do with media is actually just create positive media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what if, which I know that there's something called the Good News Network or something like that. But collectively, network news, most news, all they do is report the dog shit that's happening in the world.
Yeah.
The Ponzi scheme guy, the guy who screwed millions of people out of money but ran away with $450 million for himself. You know, the death and destruction that's happening around the world. The guy who walked into a supermarket and opened fire on something. You know, like there's a level of fascination that we're involved with quote unquote bad news.
Yeah.
But the truth is, we're in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody was into that and everyone took what Greg is saying, you'd shut off the TV. They wouldn't get ratings. They wouldn't exist.
The thing is,
there is power. Yeah. In that choice of being like, I'm not going to participate.
Yeah, because we're all collectively adding energy to – and we sell more – I get why. Business-wise, they sell more papers. More people watch bad
news.
They do like to see bad news.
It sells. It's entertaining, quote-unquote,
which
is awful.
And I used to do it as well, but I don't like it anymore.
The thing is, as it's been proven that as crime rates fall, the reporting of crime increases.
Mm.
And so it's unfortunate, but we feel, and people feel, they feel terrified. They're terrified about going out into the streets these days because the way the city is because of what the news is telling them, even though crime rates have been falling for years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been falling for years.
Yeah.
Anywhere in America, kids don't even walk to school anymore because of the state of fear that people are in.
I know. Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were growing up, and that wasn't that long ago, we're not that old.
Yeah, totally, man.
We'd get up in the morning, sure. You pack your peanut butter and jelly sandwich
and
a lunchbox, and you're gone. I'm out on the streets. Because that's what you did. That's part of living.
Well, the cell phone culture, too. We talked about this once before. But parents feeling that it is absolutely necessary that their children have cell phones mm-hmm. so they can get in contact with them at any mm-hmm. moment. You know, the whole – there's a movement for parents to not – they don't – okay. Schools want to ban cell phones in classrooms. There are parents who are against that because they feel, what if there's another Columbine? Mm-hmm. My kid needs to be able to get in touch with me in the classroom. And it's absolutely bullshiza.
Come on, just say it.
No.
It's bullshit.
Yeah!
Hey!
Robert Shai showed up.
God, there he is.
Exactly. See, you're upset.
Yeah.
I get it.
The news is upsetting you.
No, not
yeah,
the news.
No.
It's human reaction to a certain – it's overreaction.
See, but that's the thing, Robert. You're saying that I get fired up and passionate about stuff?
Yes.
But so when I hear – and so do you.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're huffing and puffing, and I applaud you.
Thank you. I'm not going to set my clothes on fire.
Well, you might. You have the choice. You have the choice of what you let into your life. And the thing that I got is that I do have that choice.
Yeah.
And I have the choice to lead a life that feels good. And to me, it's not that I don't want to – I want to help the world. But I feel like I honestly can help the world more if I'm feeling better and if I'm having better interpersonal relationships with the people that I love that are in my immediate circle. And I have to say, genuinely, not listening to the news has been an incredible relief, an incredible weight off of my shoulders.
My question is this. Mm-hmm. Can you listen to the news with your own personal filter? Knowing that things are being blown out of proportion,
mm-hmm.
knowing that certain news gets spun and inflated and spun and
no,
spun and spun.
I can't. I'm not smart
You
enough.
Can't.
No. It's no, I'm not smart enough.
See, like when I go to sites, like I'll go to I go to the LA Times and I look at the local news. I just click on local and uh-huh. go through and I read about different things that pop up and I think that's great. I'll go to BBC. I love reading their science and technology information, and I go to a lot of science and technology blogs as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that is where I'm trying to get information about what's happening in our world. And I kind of filter out everything – not filter out everything that's bad, but I am in a sense filtering that information out. Are there blogs and things that you go to for specific information?
I've never read a single blog in my entire life.
What about like Gizmodo or anything about music?
No.
Robert, you are intrinsically about 1,000 times more tuned into gathering information than Greg Hoyt.
Absolutely.
Greg Hoyt barely takes the junk mail and reads the top of it before he throws it in the garbage.
I don't ever read anything on the junk mail. Anything that's not for me, it's gone before I don't even register it.
There's not a lot of ingest of information coming from this side of the room.
Except for what I choose. Like I read a lot of books.
Okay.
Like I'm not an idiot. It's just I'm not smart enough to figure out what some politician is telling me because I don't know what his backroom motivations are.
Sure.
I don't know what deals they're brokering. I'm not that smart because I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
I'm smart in the areas that I'm interested in, but I'm not really interested in who got shot in the face. I'm just not interested in that.
Hmm.
And I think that that's your choice as a human being. And I think that you have the choice of what you're going to allow into your body.
Hmm.
Same way you have the choice if you're going to smoke or drink.
Yep.
I mean, it's
– Same situation.
It's the same thing. It's like it feels bad to me listening to the news.
Yeah.
I haven't had an experience where I've watched the news and been like, whew, yeah, all right. Like I shut the news off. I'm like, whoo. Good. Oh man, I feel good. Like I do after a hike or something, or after I do painting or acting.
Right.
That's what the stuff. Or reading a good book. I usually turn off the news and go fall face first onto my floor because I'm just like, no. I feel like I just smoked a pack of cigarettes.
Well, you know what? If there's anybody out there
mm-hmm.
who knows of a station that might be good for Greg, whether it's online, you know, a good place to gather some. some of the good news, yeah. right?
I'm sure, well, there, I know I'm there, sure are. There are other podcasts that actually just concentrate on it's good possible. Things that are happening.
Yeah. You should go to
post it to us.
TheShideShow.com and post a comment on this particular
yeah.
episode.
Yeah. Help me out. You could help me, yeah. and you could actually help a human being.
Would love some links. Yeah, post up some links of
Greg
like,
is
positive.
A human being.
I am an actual.
Positive news, good news.
And I will do something to help you. Whoever you are that writes with these links of good news places that I can go and help lift my vibe, continue to lift my vibe.
Right.
I will also send you a link that might brighten your day, and together we will stop the drone attacks in Pakistan.
So on behalf of Robert Scheide, Greg
Hello.
Hoyt.
Hey.
I'm Brian Gerard. Remember to pack your kids with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and send them out the door.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What? You got to pack your kids
in
the bag with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
And then rip two holes in the bottom so they can walk.
And then let them walk.
Oh, so it's like they have a giant peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a giant bag?
Who's going to pick up a bag off the side of the road? Nobody picks
up that's right. They won't get kidnapped.
Now,
right.
Now we know.
That's good news.
Click off the news. Put on Debussy. We're the Scheide Show.
Yeah!
Yay!
Boo.